Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Molly Daly, and here's what's happening right now. Some people in a Chester County community are angry after learning a facility in their neighborhood will house dozens of undocumented migrant children. KYW's Andrew Kramer attended a recent meeting where the issue was discussed, and he tells us tempers flared.
Oh, come on.
The people who live on Highland Avenue in Devon aren't happy. That was pretty clear at this month's Easttown Township Board of Supervisors meeting, where residents like Young Heon showed up to tell the board they were furious when they learned the Devereaux facility on that street will soon be the short-term home of children separated from their families.
Originally, we all thought that was going to be a 14-home community going up. That's not the case, and they're going to put a detention center in there for children.
Devereaux says this isn't a detention center, rather a place that offers a transitional environment for up to 42 unaccompanied minors ages 5 to 12 before the end goal of reuniting them with their families.
But neighbors say if the kids aren't allowed to leave, that makes it a detention facility. They're also concerned about the possibility of runaway kids, something they say they've dealt with often in the past with Devereaux. A special mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul Sunday morning honored those who protect our community. KYW's Charlotte Reese was there.
A blue mass happens every year around this time to honor first responders. At the Cathedral Basilica on the Parkway, it was Father Dennis Gill who presided over the mass.
It's important for us to support them all the time, but with the blue mass, to support them with our prayers.
During the sermon, Father Gill recognized the couple rows filled with law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS.
The League of the Sacred Heart helped organize this year's Blue Mass. The League is made up of Catholic first responders from across the city. The Philly Police Department averages about $60 million a year in overtime for events like the Mummers Parade or 4th of July concert. But a third of the OT is spent for cops testifying in court. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson says a financial watchdog group has suggested ways to cut the tab in half.
Harvey Rice is executive director for PICO, which is a financial oversight agency for the city. He says they tracked overtime in court during the fiscal year of 2018.
To see what was cause of overtime and see if we could get the city to reduce overtime, because that means more dollars for other city services that could be spent.
They found prosecutors were asking cops involved in a case to be in court for several days or on their time off.
None of the systems, the departments and agencies talk to each other.
The group made recommendations like getting new tracking programs to limit the number of cops needed in court and to renegotiate salaries in the new contract. New Jersey's moving closer to having a major wind energy project about 15 miles offshore from Atlantic City. As KYW's David Madden reports, the State Public Utilities Board has approved a bid by a Danish company to use the defunct Oyster Creek nuclear plant to connect the electricity generated by the windmills to the power grid.
Chris Oleth, an official in charge of the Ocean Wind Project, says it just makes sense.
One of the critical components we think about is plugging the wind farm into shore. And we like to do that in parts of the grid that are already hardened and already have existing electrical infrastructure.
The plant will handle 800 megawatts. They'll need at least one more hookup point, and they're looking at two possible sites. One's in Atlantic City, the other's just west of Ocean City.
Additional state and federal environmental permits will be required before the farm goes online, expected in 2024. Home Depot says it's phasing out any carpets and rugs treated with Scotchgard, a 3M product which contains PFAS.
Beginning December 31st, we will no longer accept carpets or rugs with these chemicals from vendors.
That's Home Depot's Margaret Smith. PFAS has been detected in water sources surrounding military bases nationwide. Philadelphia students are getting the help they need to succeed outside the classroom thanks to a weekend workshop at Cheney University. The school held a panel with some of the country's most successful black business owners, like music mogul and philanthropist Master P.
You look at African Americans, we don't look at the importance of education. This is important for us to see people successful that look like us, come from the same struggles and pains we come from, and just to let our people know that we can make it out of this.
The panel also talked about the importance of financial literacy.
Putting the work in until you can have all the people in the world around you. But if you don't have that, you know, stick-to-itiveness and being able to understand that, you got to work every day and outwork everybody. You're not going to be as successful as you would like.
And that's the All Local. I'm Molly Daly.